The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen. Eric Kendricks is now
on the
program. Live from the Star in Frisco. Eric, thank you so much for giving us some time, man. Happy Thursday and Merry Christmas to you. Did you have a good holiday?
Merry Christmas. Sure did.
That's awesome, man. How does the schedule get changed? Because it's a work week, obviously. How much did you get? Did you get mostly an off day yesterday? I don't even know how that works.
Yeah, we got off day yesterday. So usually off days on Tuesday, but we came into work Tuesday, and then we had yesterday off, which was nice. But now we're back to work.
How was that case of Pennzoil you got in your stocking? Was that helpful for you?
You know, I used it to, immediately.
Immediately, you know. Yeah. You just went out in the back. All right, I'll see you guys later. Everybody else kind of opened up the presents. I got to do some work out here back, yeah.
No, it's funny because my cousin who lives in town, their son loves work. He's like three. He's three or four. And he loves, like, screwdrivers, hammers. Yeah. So I got him a shovel for Christmas.
That's like, practical, man. It's like, a practical gift.
And he was telling him, I gotta go work. I gotta go shovel. So
that's awesome.
He already
man.
Was putting it to work.
I love it. Now, were you up like on Christmas Eve? Are you having to build like building toys or putting things together? Was that a part of this year's Christmas festivities?
No, Christmas wasn't really the same. You know, my wife is in California with my two kids now.
Okay.
So we kind of had to do the split Christmas this year, but hopefully that's the last one ever. So.
Heck yeah. Well, that would be wonderful. Now, we were bummed to see you not playing last week, kind of a game time decision thing there. How you feeling now?
I feel good. You know, just waiting to see, we have a couple more days running around. So we'll see.
Your guy, Nick Vigil, Maris Leofau, though, I mean, they stepped up. Vigil with 10 tackles. Were you you a proud big brother?
Nick's my bro. He's not, I want to say big bro. We're like, we play together in Minnesota together. Obviously, I know what he's capable of. Been next to him, he had some really good games, and this is the NFL, like I said, and we have a really good linebacker group. I feel like we all push each other to be better, so I was super super proud of the boys, because it was like a tenacity that they carried with them the whole game. It was like a relentless effort, which I was most proud about.
Which play impressed you the most? There was a couple of phenomenal plays, but if you were doing like a SportsCenter top 10 power rankings, would you have the Jordan Lewis interception or the Deron Bland strip walk-off style at the end of the game? Which one would be your number one?
Hell yeah, the strip was crazy, but the J. Lew interception was nuts, because I feel like as a defender, we all know that kind of position you're in, and it's a losing position. And it's not a losing position, but, chances are, you can't see the ball. The receiver knows exactly where the ball's at. They can run into you, get a PI, So to stay in a good position, and not only, sometimes, the best thing that comes out of those is usually PBUs, or like a drop.
Right.
But
right.
To stay in there, to stay in good position and to get an interception. I think I've only done that once my whole entire life during a practice, and it was like not even to that caliber. So very hard to play to make. Hats off to him. You did it in the game.
Hey, Eric, okay, you were talking about Nick, and I, you guys work on drills and stuff all the time. you need to coach him up on how to recover those fumbles near the sidelines? Is there, I mean, I was thinking like, okay, scoop it back into the field of play, but man, it's like, it's kind of like that Baker made, it's kind of weird how that kind of all went down right there, that he was diving on the ball and couldn't keep it in bounds. Is there something to that, a technique, or is that just luck?
I mean, it's so much luck involved. I feel like when the ball hits the ground, you don't know where it's going to bounce. You know, right. It's a football. It's weird shaped.
Sure.
But you know, not only that, but that play was crazy. Like in itself. So, for everything to go on, and then you're just like trying to just jump on it, get on it, and then it's like, you know, the grass is, you know, you never know what's going to happen. Sure. But it was close.
Eric, Will Chambers close. Here, man. Good to meet you. Haven't had a chance to talk to you. I'm just hanging out with the guys here today. But that was some inspiring football, especially on the defensive end last week. And you go into the game knowing, you know, the fate of the team and the season. What's it like? You know, you're a veteran. You've been here before where it's unfortunate that you got games left. What is it like as a player coming into these last few weeks and what you're trying to do to get yourself motivated, you know, as a professional?
To be honest with you, like, I feel like, especially now, I like where we're at. You know, I mean, obviously we're not where we want to be. Let's be real. Sure. But as far as our mentality and as far as like the chip we have on our shoulder and like, you know, how we're playing, you know, as a team and stuff like that, it's like, okay, now this is the brand of football that we want to play. Everybody's just trying to match that brand. We're inspiring each other out there. You know, we're playing together. We're communicating well. Like, it feels like we were humbled early on, and now it's like, you know, we're playing with that edge that we should have played with at the beginning of the year. But, you know, no future in the past. However, it was cool. It was so cool to see. You know, obviously I wanted to be playing, but just the energy and in the physicality, everybody was hitting.
It was fun to watch.
Yeah, it really was.
And everybody was just, you know, it wasn't an easy game by any means. But everybody was scrapping just to win, and it was inspiring. You know, I really was proud of everybody.
Eric Kendricks with us here on The Fan. How do you guys receive that news when you're officially eliminated from postseason play? Before the game starts, does coach walk in there, let everybody know, or how do you even find that out?
No, I didn't even know. No, I mean, I think someone like said it, and I was like, what? And then they were like, yeah, like, I think Washington beat Philly or something like that.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh. And then it was just kind of like, whatever, we got a game.
Yeah, back to business, man. And you guys came out inspired. It was a fantastic performance. Hopefully we'll get to see you playing these Eagles coming up this week. How does it work when Jalen Hurts, the status of the starting quarterback, kind of up in the air? It looks like he's trending towards not playing. How do you go about preparing for a couple of different quarterbacks?
I mean, you just prepare, you know, obviously they're a good, really good running football team, really good in the air as well. They have weapons everywhere. So you just prepare for them and their style of offense. We saw a quarterback in the last game come in a little bit. So maybe we can get some reads off that. But to be honest with you, we just got to play our keys, play our brand of football. You know, the cliches, you know, stop the run, get to second and long. You know, those things are just going to help and play complimentary.
Eric, there is a lot of challenges with dealing with Saquon Barkley, and you know about that. But is there an added sense of like he's close to an NFL record, but it ain't happening on our watch today?
I guess you could say that, but at the same time, you know, we got a job to do.
Yeah,
we know what kind of caliber player he is. I guess you can kind of know what's at stake, I guess, in a sense.
Sure.
But you know, that shouldn't be the ultimate factor. However, you don't want that to happen. Come on now.
Yeah.
Do you guys talk about like what's ahead for Philadelphia and what you can do to spoil it? Does that ever come into the conversation?
Never. I mean, at this point, we're just trying to beat everybody. So that was, you know, that's been our goal. So, I mean, it's just, the victory will probably taste, it'll probably taste sweeter if that's the case. But I really have no idea that anyone's standings, but I feel like, you know, in college, that's how it was like always like at the end of the year when the Bulls were kind of getting figured out.
Sure.
It was like we like teams would just be trying to be like, oh, let's beat this team. So, you know.
Spoiler.
How can we screw Southern Cal? Is that what you're always like week in, week out?
I remember I can't. I think it was, we were playing Stanford or something like that, and they weren't having the best year, but they were trying to go to Vegas or something like that for their bowl game. So they like came out like guns blazing, like coming out hard. But you know, I never beat Stanford in college.
Well, how do you like playing in Philadelphia? Is that the most just hostile place that is really in the NFL right now?
Probably, for sure. I think they're known for that, which is crazy. But I feel like it makes it kind of cool too. I always like away games. You know, I always like a little bit of hostile environment. Mm-hmm. You know, a little bit not in your routine. You know, you have to kind of like get uncomfortable. You know, you hear the boos. You know, it kind of gets me into the game a little bit quicker, to be honest. But yeah, Philly's one of a kind for sure. My brother played there for numerous years. And I got some crazy, you know, some crazy Philly stories. So, you know,
oh, give me your best one.
I mean, we all know how brutal, you know, their fan base is, but sure. You know,
yeah.
When we played against them in Minnesota, in the championship game,
yeah.
I heard, you know, I heard people getting peed on in the bathrooms. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, I don't really know what you mean.
I heard, you know, obviously they throwing stuff at our buses. Mm-hmm. What else? I feel like too, for if you're a player on that team as well, like you're not safe either. You know, like
right. Yeah, if you play bad, they're ready to boo yeah. you and get you.
Oh yeah,
out of
like
town.
Quickly. But you know, I feel like but they had such a rich sports history, like town, you know what I mean? Blue collar, hardworking. Sure. You know, they want to see their teams win. They want to see their teams succeed. So I don't know, they got that crazy rap.
Hey Eric, do you like the way the league schedules though, these divisional games at the end? Like,
I do.
Like, you know, I mean, like you kind of feel like that, you know, and this year, hey, it's not where it needs to be for you guys, of course, but you feel like that you have a chance to like, you know, we were talking about maybe knocking somebody out or doing something. Do you like the divisional games the way they are?
I always like the divisional games at the end. You know, obviously, I think getting a taste of them earlier in the year is cool. They kind of spread it out, scatter it around mm-hmm. a little bit, and then you get at the core of it at the end. I've always liked that because I feel like it made the stakes a little bit higher, and especially going into playoffs, you know, it was just always like it just makes things interesting. You know, NFL, the games are always so close. You know, I'm talking about the individual games earlier in the year, but then you see towards the end of the year how close things really always are. And it's always amazing. You always think someone's out of it. You always think someone's in it. And it's crazy how it all shakes out.
Could you give us a little bit more details on that peeing situation you referenced a second ago?
Yeah,
my imagination's running wild.
I just heard people going into the bathrooms with the wrong colors on, you know what I mean? And it's like, if you're at a urinal, you know what I mean? And your back is turned.
Yeah. All of a sudden, Eagles fan peeing on Vikings fan, right? I mean, that's unbelievable.
No, I mean, it's crazy.
High intensity, man. Eric Kendricks with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Okay, what type of Christmas gift exchanges went down in the locker room? Did the linebackers do anything? Did you see? Did the quarterbacks get the offensive line?
We had a gift exchange in the linebacker room. We had a couple e-bikes going around, little electric bikes. Some designer bags, wallets. What else we had? We had some cologne. You know, just some real good Christmas exchange.
I love it, man. I love it. Well, we got the bad news on CeeDee Lamb. He's going to be out the rest of the year. I don't know. Maybe I'm breaking that news to you right now, Eric. It happened in the last couple of hours. But when you see a guy like that, he gets the big money contract. The team is obviously fluttering, not going where you want to go this season. But him stepping up and despite the backup quarterback situation, going out, having a big year, toughing through the pain, how much does that just resonate in the locker room? Like, hey, that's leadership stuff right there from Lamb.
Yeah, I feel like you know, he's a great player, and obviously he's a guy now on his team. You know, solidified with that contract. But you know, his tenacity when he plays the ball, especially when he has the ball in his hands, everybody can feel that on the sideline.
Absolutely. And then one more wide receiver question. We heard a few weeks back Tom Brady referencing his old teammate Brandon Cooks when he was calling one of y'all's game, and he said that his nickname, Brandon Cooks' nickname, was Cookie, yeah. At least in the Patriots. Is that the same with the Cowboys?
I mean, I've heard that, you know, so I went to school at UCLA with Brandon Cooks' best friend from his hometown, and he called him Cookie, so it's been a nickname for him. I'm pretty sure everyone calls him that.
I love it. I love it. Well, we hope to see you playing against Filthy and keeping Saquon Barkley contained on Sunday. Thanks so much for the time, man. Merry Christmas, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right, appreciate it. Take care.
Yes, sir. There he goes, Eric Kendricks right here in the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.